Good evening, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm the committee chair. And I ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Leah Brazon. Adrian Kostanov. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter, R. Paul Martin here, Tony Norman,
present,
Michael Novick,
present,
Serene Roberts, Raul Salvador,
present,
Barbara Whipper. Six, we got a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. First item we have up is agenda approval. I sent out a proposed agenda shortly after our last meeting on the 24th of March. And just resent it a few minutes ago. Do I have a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Norman moves approval of the agenda. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. For the benefit of anyone who doesn't have it in front of them, it'll be minutes approval, CFO report, and then a discussion of two stations with big shortfalls, first KPFK, then WBAI. Finally, new business, if anyone has any. R. Paul Martin sent out the minutes of March 24th yesterday, I believe. Do I have a motion to approve them?
I move to approve the minutes.
Does anybody wish to propose any changes to those minutes?
No changes, but I hear a bunch of hum on the line. I'm not sure who. It started just before we went on the stream.
I ask everyone who's not speaking to please mute yourself. That would be everyone who's not me right now. That's much better. Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of March 24th? Hearing none, those minutes are now approved. And we are on to the CFO report. Raul? Raul, you have to take yourself off mute.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I just wanted to go over. I just sent you a schedule of 2013. We did not finish going through the audited 2013 in our last meeting. So I sent, we generated financial statements from our Great Lakes system that will show the detailed line items of the income statement. The audited financial statements are on a summarized form, hence those particular details, except for the supplementary schedules, are not available in the audited financial statements package. Nevertheless, the attachment that I just sent shows comparison to the 2013 budget. So before I go in there, I just wanted to do a couple of updates on a couple of stations. KPFA, we have received two major donations in the last couple of months. One at the end of February, and I think we already reported this at the end of the last meeting. KPFA received a major donation, a bequest for $400,000 at the end of February. And in March, another bequest has been received by KPFA in the amount of $558,000. So KPFA has been receiving this from supporters who passed away. And in return, the KPFA is honoring these two major donors by naming a couple of places in their office as a memorial to this generosity. As As a byproduct of that, we have spoken to the management of KPFA to help out KPFT to kickstart the transmitter project there, and we all agreed, the National Office Management and the KPFA management has agreed to advance or loan $100,000 to the transmitter project for KPFT. We have requested the general manager at KPFT to provide us with the actual project cost and the timing of the payments. It was suggested that the loan will be made directly to the national office, and in turn the national office will provide that loan to KPFT. So there's a commitment that this loan will be paid through the ongoing capital campaign that KPFT is working on right now, and it will be paid, this is a loan, so it will be paid by KPFT. And that's the update to that. Just wanted to update on the insurance. All insurance coverages are now up to date and current. Including the DNO insurance, and the last one that media liability. So we're good to go through the end of this year. Now going to the audited 2013 financial statement. Hopefully everybody received the financials, the 2013. So I will go over that. Okay, for 2013, the result of the operations, it showed a deficit of $2,824,000 on a consolidated basis. That is about $3 million. Over $3 million below our budgeted surplus of $536,000 for 2013. Primarily, the cause of that is basically the decline in the revenue. We're on a consolidated basis, our total revenue generated was only $13 million compared to about $14.6 million in budgeted revenue for the year. A difference of about $1.5 million in revenue. And that $1 million revenue primarily was due to the non-receipt of the second half of the CPB funding in fiscal year 2013, and that put us in about $502,000 shortfall for the CPB funding. The total budgeted for CPB for that year was $1,227,000, of which only $725,000 was received by the foundation, distributed among its five stations. In addition, the expenses were also above what was budgeted by $1.8 million. Primarily that the expenses was due to the expenses, the salary for the seven units of the foundation. Every single station in the foundation incurred salary and related costs by over 20% for the year. The salary on consolidated basis was over by $1,003,000. The other expenses that that made an impact on our 2013 was the accumulation of about $360,000 over the budgeted expenses for consultants, and that's basically from the national office where we have hired several agency employees from the period 2012 to the end of 2013 fiscal year. We were over about $360,000 just from the national office alone. That amount was about $278,000. In addition, legal fees was also over at the national office alone. It's about $235,000. And audit expenses for that year was also about $47,000 over budget. For the station KPFA, on a station-by-station basis, KPFA was about just $100,000 short of their revenue projection, and that's primarily because of the CPB funding not being available, the half of the CPB funding not available, about $63,000. However, the expenses were over by about $203,000 in salaries alone. And so their deficit for the year was about $310,000 below budgeted surplus of $22,000. For KPFK, again, the revenue was about $165,000 below its projected numbers in 2013, primarily because of the CPB, half of the CPB funding of about $82,000 not received by the station in fiscal year 2013. And in addition to that, their salary and related cost was about $293,000 over budget. Again, salary was $256,000 over budget, resulting in a deficit of $267,000 versus a budgeted surplus of $124,000. That's about a $392,000 unfavorable swing.
Question? I have a question here. Could you tell us the name of this file that you're reading from?
It's called 2013 Consolidated PL.
And it starts out with 2013?
Right. 2013 Consol, C-O-N-S-O-L, PL.
Yeah, and when you sent this?
About the time.
About 20 minutes ago.
All right, maybe I don't have this yet.
Hit refresh.
I'll hit download.
Is it an attachment to the proposed agenda?
Yes.
The subject line was the reply on the agenda thread.
Okay. And, all right. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Please go ahead, Raul.
Okay. So for KPFT, KPFT at the end of the year was about $362,000 below the budgeted forecast of $204,000. They resulted in about $158,000 in deficit for the year. Again, primarily because of their part of that is revenue of about $356,000 below their forecast. However, there's about $200,000 of capital campaign income that was budgeted for that particular year. So it's about $156,000, below its forecasted numbers. CPB shortfall was about $68,000 for KPFT. Salary as, similar to the previous, the other stations, is only about $44,000, about, 12% of their, budgeted revenue, budgeted expense for salaries. WBAI for 2013 resulted in a deficit of $866,000 versus their projected budget surplus of $22,431. Difference of about $889,000 in variance, unfavorable variance. This was due to the revenue of about $816 below budgeted of $3.6 million. Their actual revenue was $2,800,000, and the CPB shortfall for that station was $228,000. In addition, some other major revenues was not realized in 2013. Again, the salaries and other related costs was about $388,000 below over budget for the year. They incurred about $1.7 million versus $1.35 million budgeted for the year. That gross salaries reflects the severance payments for the laid off employees during the fiscal year 2013 and the related costs. Expenses, again, the expenses of $388,000 was the major driving factor of the total expense deficit of about $366,000. WPFW, they have a net deficit of about $500,000 for 2013 versus breaking even, about $500,000 shortfall in their results of operations. Primarily, again, because of the shortfall in revenue of about $468,000, of which about $60,000 was due to CPB funding, and a shortfall of about $300,000 in listener support. Salaries, the total salaries and related costs was about over by $182,000, incurring $755,000 of expenses versus $573,000 budgeted. It resulted again in a $500,000 deficit. Again, the national office, on the other hand, their deficit is about $800,000 for the year, again primarily because of the revenue generated, and the expenses in the GNA. Again, GNA, primarily the consultants, about $278,000, as I mentioned earlier, versus and the professional legal services for about $275,000, and all the expense over by $47,000. DRA resulted in a surplus of about $58,000. They were on target versus $58,000 of surplus budgeted. So their revenue was about $65,000 in 2013 over in 2013. However, expenses were about down to the same amount of money. And so that's the 2013 results of operations.
Okay, by my clock, we've got 15 minutes left on the CFO report. I'll take a stack for questions.
R. Paul first. Well, R. Paul would like to...
I've got our Paul. Who else? Okay, go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, first of all, the name of this... I think we may have a miscommunication here on the name of this file. Does it start out with 2013, or does it start out with the word console?
2013.
Well, I don't have it.
I have a CONSOL.
Yeah, I have a console, but I don't have anything that starts out 2013. I've been looking for this thing, and
it's console PLYTD 093013.
So it doesn't start with 2013. So that's why. I'd had that up. First of all, this file, it turns out, is locked. And this prevents some of us from opening it up in OpenOffice. I wish that people wouldn't lock these Excel files and make them impossible to open. I've got it in something else, but, you know, that also
Google Drive.
Is a problem. Okay.
Double check.
I got you, Adriana.
All right, so
only point of information.
Well, they're all questions. Paul, are you done with your questions?
I want to just get to the final bottom line here. For FY13, it's 2.8 million in the red for all of Pacifica.
Hang on a second. I was trying to
That's
open
correct.
What I sent you. Yes, 2.8 million.
Okay. All right, that's enough for me.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if this is the right file. The consolidated statement of activities for the 12-month ending September 30, 2013, right?
Okay, yes. Now I see it. It has the same information. However, this one did not have the comparison to the budget and the month-to-month breakdown. I missed forwarded, but it's the same information, except the information I was looking at had a comparison with the budget.
That
would be helpful to see, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, but it has the same information, though.
Yeah, but I want to try to see if I can compare. Thank you.
Let me open this here.
And Bill for the stack.
Got you, Bill. Anyone else to stack while we all dig for that?
Yeah, this is Lydia, just letting you know I've been on for about 10 minutes. Okay.
Welcome aboard, Lydia.
Okay, I'll be muting, but okay, thanks.
Hi, Paul, can you make a note that she's in attendance?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, let us know when you're done digging, and then we'll get back
I just sent it out.
Obviously, Diana Casney too, right? I was in mute because I didn't want to interrupt Raul. Okay, thank you.
Great. I'll take that down as well.
What?
Okay. Raul has just sent it. It is that Adriana is on the call. Excuse me. Raul has just sent the document with the month by month and the budget to actual comparisons. It's another reply on the agenda thread sent about a minute ago for those who are looking for it. Bill, you're next on stack.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I was also trying to figure out where was the comparison, so I'll look at this file when I can. I don't think exactly what you were talking about with KPFT is correct about salaries being over budget, because I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that when it was clear that the CPB funds were not going to be coming, RGM cut expenses, cut salaries. It didn't replace some people who left, if I remember correctly. But, I mean, I'd like to verify that. If we were over on salaries, that's a surprise to me.
Yeah, it's about $44,000. KPFT, among the five station, has the lowest variance.
But we were over
salary.
Over
but they're still
salary.
Over by $44,000, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I may have some other questions, but I'll let other people go.
I see that if you look at the month-to-month, comparison, the last few months of 2013 shows a reduced monthly expense in gross salaries from between $31,000 to $35,000 to about $21,000 to $28,000.
Okay, and I know you're right. We didn't raise the money we wanted to for the transmitter, but that didn't create a deficit. It just meant we didn't.
Well, no, Well, the problem is when we budgeted the $200,000 on the top line in the revenue side, the corresponding wash is on the capital
so it's not on the expense side, so it didn't wash with the P&L statement. So, but it's for the cash flow, meaning that there's no $200,000 funds that
right.
came through.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else to stand?
Our Paul.
Got our Paul. Who else? All right, go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, this is about procedure. I think it's not that helpful that we don't get the file until after the CFO's gone over it verbally here. I mean, you know, now we've got the file. It starts with 2013. I wish that, one, the file had been sent before the meeting, and two, or at least before it was described and gone through, and two, I wish that, again, it would not be locked so that it could be easily opened. That's all.
My apologies. I truly mistakenly sent the wrong file. I get a lot of files open. That, as you could see, that file was done on March 25th, and after our last meeting. But I thought I sent it out right after that, but I just realized it when I was preparing to call in. I realized I couldn't see anything that was sent out, so I was in a rush to send it out. So, but no excuse. My apologies. I sent you the wrong file.
Okay. Anybody else to stand? Well, I want to thank you, Raul, for the accelerating flow of financial statements that we're getting from you. It's certainly quite an improvement over where we were this time last year. If no one else wants to speak, that'll do it for the CFO report, and we'll move on to our station-by-station discussions. The first up that we have is KPFK.
This is Bill. Just real something real quick. Yeah, I won't ask other questions I was going to ask because I want to thank Raul for answering them by email. If we have time later, I would like to go over a few things of those questions just for the stream, but I'll save that for the end if we have time.
Well, we're moving off the CFO report, but we have almost 10 minutes left for it. If you have questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Well, I just know these other items on the agenda are important, too. But let me just, real briefly, I'm still real concerned about our, you know, continuing deficit. And I'm worried, you know, we had such big deficit in 2013, and it looks like in 2014 also, for some stations at least, and I'm not sure what the plan is to get us back on track. That's what bothers me. And that plus our really critical cash flow makes me worry about, you know, are we going to be in a situation again where we have to choose between making payroll or paying for insurance or paying some other big bill that can't be put off or replacing some or fixing some important equipment. And in particular KPFK, it's not the only station with financial difficulties, but is there really a plan for getting it back on track? Because I'm thinking the expenses need to be cut even more than have been announced, or if we can't get the revenue up.
Right. Like I mentioned in the email, that we are working with the station. Confidentially, I mean, we're working on more detailed plans that we, at this point, we cannot really discuss. But we are talking with the unions. We're talking with the National Office Management, with Marky. We're giving proposals, going back and forth, basically. We are trying to see what's going on, and I think it's really imperative that we work with the union because majority of our KPFK's fixed costs are in the salaries. Also, the declining revenue is a major problem with KPFK. and it's not only KPFK and also some of the other radio stations. We are addressing that with the management at KPFK. Hopefully, we will turn that around. There's a couple of suggestions that they are adding some fund drive days, unscheduled fund drive days for emergency. But the underlying problem is, again, the amount of fixed costs that we are we currently incur is the problem. Without the corresponding revenue being generated, is putting us in this financial stress.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, I understand that, but then I'm also though worried about the reporting that it's, you know, it took so long to get the figures into the system, into the general ledger, I presume, for the FY13 audit. And we still don't really know when the FY14 audit can be done. Is there something we can do or that the PNB could do, somebody could do to get more help so that that doesn't take another 6 months?
Yeah, I think that we could hire. We hired people there. We put some national office resources there to rectify, I would say, 60 to 70% of the problems there. There's still, during the last month, we uncovered that there's some payroll and personal records that are not in order, and there were some, discrepancies in the compliance with the payment of some employees. So there was no record keeping in the last year. So that's now, we rectified the accounts payable side, and now we're in the process of rectifying the personal and payroll side of it. There's a slight, streamlining that we're doing with the cash receipts and revenue tracking. But again, it takes manpower to do it. Unfortunately, we're trying to just reallocate resources within the organization so that we could accelerate the process of completing the audit the audit schedules for 2014. So we're also allocating. We have an extra person in the national office that's working to assist. Stations like KPFK and BAI and KPF WPFW. So we're doing we're in the process of hiring a temporary seasonal second person at the national office who will be undertaking some of these responsibilities. Again, it's in the record keeping that's really. We need to rectify. Once we do that, I mean, the GLs are there, but again, we wanted to see if there are any additional expenses or liabilities we need to record because of the underpayment of certain benefits to some of the employees at that station. So that's what we're working on. But in the meantime, we have people working on this. Like we said, once we finish the audited 2013, we're going to start. And we started working on 2014 while waiting for the approval of the audit report. So we already started that. It's just the completion of that that's we're trying to accelerate. So everybody's working on that right now. And at the same time, we wanted to produce current financial statements. Right now, there's like three people in the national office. So you're going to get your current year-to-date March 2015 second quarter financial statements by next week. So you'll have that information. And again, we're also working on the 2014. And again, it's so hard to kind of anticipate all of these loopholes, these other hurdles that we have to go through as we perform the 2014 audit schedules. We find out all these, accruals, like the payroll, the vacation. We're doing the vacation accrual, and then we found out that our records were incomplete, that we have to rectify some of the audit schedule. And that's part of the process. That's why we're doing reconciliation to make sure that everything is recorded, everything has been taken care of.
Okay, well, I won't belabor it. I'm just worried, and you know, please ask for help if you need it, because I know, I think additional assistance was given to at least KPFT last fall, and we're still having problems. So, I don't need all the details, KPFT. But it seems like there's still problems. No, at KPFK, I'm sorry. I know other stations. If there's other stations that need help, we need to know about that too, because we can't do anything if we don't know what the problems are.
Right. We basically have three full-time business managers, the one at KPFK, the one at the archives, who's also helping tremendously KPFK, and also Houston, who's helping on a limited basis WBAI and WPFW. But I think it can be done with KPFT. I think the records are complete, but we might not have a lot of detail to start with the WBAI and WPFW, but I think it's complete. Like, the revenue are not being classified correctly, but it's, you know, the total revenue is being recorded, but the detail we don't have. That's what we're going to work on. But so that we can get a good bird's eye view or of the operations of BAI, we wanted to send out the financial statement based on this information. So we are also working on getting the detailed classification of revenue. I think that's what's lacking in both of these two stations. All the other stations are recording the revenue based on their actual categories.
Okay, thank you.
Our Paul for a fast one?
Make it fast, because we're at time. What's up, our Paul?
What's up? The FY14 audit, CFO had previously said that the deadline was going to be April 14th, and I gather we haven't gotten the FY14 audit done yet. So what does this mean that it's now April 14th?
This means that we will request an extension. This deadline that we have is a CPB deadline, and we are having some difficulty accessing the CPB website, and we're still working on that. To date, we have not really entered the AFRs, the annual financial reporting, on the CPB website for 2013. And they realized that we are way behind our schedule. So we are kind of not going to make the deadline for April 15, but and neither would April, the May 15 would be feasible either. So we're working to get an extension.
Are they, so how likely is it they'll give us one, given how far behind we've fallen?
We were behind, much behind before. I think that this year we're not going to be as behind. We're probably going to be a couple of months behind, but not like a year.
If I recall, the most they can extend is June 30th, but they have given us extensions that far in the past.
Right. So this is a special extension that we are going to be working on. Obviously, the published extension of May 15, we're not going to realistically meet. And they realize, I think CBB realized, that we are going through a lot of delays with the audit, and we haven't even done our AFRs for 2013, and we don't even have access to their website yet. We're still working on that. We haven't heard anything back from them yet. So obviously they're working with us. They know where we are. they know our current status, which is our 2013 is just being finished, and they realize that our 2014 is going to be a little bit delayed.
Okay, moving on to the stations. KPFK.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Hi. Raul, this thing has been dragging on and on about the CPB website. We passed two resolutions from the PMB. What does Krigler say?
The last information that we got, they accepted it, and they were going to review it. I don't know if Krigler has sent Margie an update in the last week or so, or before she left, but or after she left. But that's the latest that I have, as far as I know.
Washington bureaucracies move slowly. So our next budget item is stations with big shortfalls. We have two stations under that heading, KPFK and then WBAI. 30 minutes total, which would mean about 15 minutes each, and KPFK is first up. And Michael, I guess you should kind of give us our opening orientation. I can see you sent out a ton of stuff today, not all of which I've had time to look at.
Some of it follows on the heels of what Raul was just saying. And when we looked at some of the figures that we did see, that he, not the 2013, but the 2015, we realized that we have an interim business manager, basically a part-time person, and we have the assistance of Mariana from part-time from the archives, and then Raul himself came down, and we've had some of the support from the national office. But as we looked at those things, we realized that on the income side of the ledger, nothing was being recorded with the proper code, and that's because somebody basically from the membership department was entering that somewhere, I think not into the general ledger, actually, and using the MEMSIS codes, which don't correspond to Great Plains. So the interim business manager had basically been occupied with cleaning up the expenses side and catching up with the previous unentered data for the last fiscal year. And so I haven't seen anything more recently that does break down the income side, but the plan was to try to get that corrected shortly as well. So we had a clear idea of where the revenues that were coming in should be properly allocated. But if everything was dumped into the listener support line, making the listener support look not that bad, but actually that was not all listener support. It was car donations and grants and everything else. So I haven't seen anything more recently that corrects that, but I think that's in process of working on it. We did give a little bit of assistance from the end. It's probably an answer to Bill Corder's question. It's a little volunteer support from our finance committee, but since a lot of the issue involves Great Plains and knowing all that coding, I don't think there's anybody, or at least nobody who's volunteered from the finance committee who knows how to do that. So we were more involved with trying to track down and match up invoices and payments and stuff like that for the previous fiscal year. We just completed a one-week emergency fund drive because of the severe cash flow problems, and that's the other another question that I think has not yet been answered completely, is the shortfall this year, although obviously the income is low, the expenses are higher than budgeted, how much of that is actually paying overdue accounts payable from the previous fiscal year? And I don't think we've gotten that completely sorted out yet either. But in any event, we had an emergency fund drive for a week, which was from last Tuesday through essentially 6 a.m. this morning. And that's one of the documents I sent, which was fairly successful. For one thing, we did it without using the call service. they've been upgrading the phone number here so that people can enter the data directly on computers and get all the information required, including the CVV, you know, the verification code in the back of the card. So I was in here a couple of days last week, and we had, you know, staff and a few volunteers, some of the kinks work out of that, and they came pretty close to the goal. I think once they add in the all the web stuff, it probably will come out to pretty close to 300,000 raised in a week's time. But that's not all cash in hand. A good portion of that, because they're emphasizing it, is sustainer pledges that are open-ended so that people are paying $10, $20, $30 a month or more. There's some people put in larger sustainer pledges ongoing. So one of the documents is cash in hand, which is 100-something thousand in the account. I'm not sure if that's all proceeds from this fund drive or not. I didn't have a chance to look through this stuff myself before I sent it because it's a very hectic day here for other things. As far as the cuts, the, you know, again, what Roel said, following up on that, the union wants clarification on some very poorly kept records, both for vacation pay and for what's called seniority pay, which is something in the contract here that people get a certain kind of bonus based on how long they've been working here. A lot of the record keeping in that was off, not just last year when we had no business manager or, you know, interim business manager, but longer than that. So the union wants to see clarification of that, of retroactive overdue payments on that, on vacation pay that was not kept track of properly before they began to talk about anything else. But the general manager has proposed kind of a menu of different kinds of cuts. He has, they've cut some things that are non-payroll related, including cell phone expenses, and you know, we're looking at reducing dramatically the use of the call service because this didn't work pretty well for the week without it, except maybe some overflow. And other possible cuts would be trying to reduce the cost of the benefits package in some way, which would count towards the overall payroll costs without this being, you know, cutting pay. So that's awaiting a chance to sit down with the union, with the books, which are close to being, you know, corrected and brought up to date so they can be discussed with people. And then clearing up the seniority pay and the vacation pay, and then they can start to think about what kinds of reductions in hours or staffing they have been looking at, you know, what the severance cost would be if positions are eliminated or, you know, if they range. I'm not sure what else I can say on sort of an open call about any particularities about that, but I think the income is up because of this recent drive closer up to what it was supposed to be, or maybe even a little bit ahead. I'm not sure. It depends how it, you know, plays out in terms of, you know, how much of sustainer income will, you know, reduce future drives. It's not, you know, might not be completely clear until we have the next drive, the next regularly scheduled drive. But there was a very, you know, generally positive response. I mean, taking calls, you know, people, you know, were concerned about the station based on what they're hearing about the budget shortfalls and the emergency, and responded quite generously.
Okay, I'll take a stack on KPFK. Well, I will put myself at the top of the stack if no one else is jumping up. So my concern, Michael, is that 2014, the preliminary statements show a $632,000 operating deficit at KPFK. So it seems clear to me that whether some amount of payables carried over from 2014, most of the loss that we took in that year got recorded in that year. And that so far that's consistent with what we're seeing this year. What's the figure we have? Over the first 5 months, a negative $364,000 variance. That annualizes to almost, about $800,000 behind budget. Which would be, you know, in deficit to the tune of at least $700,000. So it seems like waiting to get the income in the right categories and figure out how many payables are from which year is kind of missing the forest for the trees. Like, there's something about KPFA's structure that is not working the way it's currently configured, and there's only so many times you can tell your listeners that we're having an emergency fund drive. I mean, it's sure. Great. It is great that you're doing that and that it's successful, and an enormous relief to me. But it only buys you a little bit of time.
Yes. The thing about the financial figures that I'm saying is that they need to have a serious discussion with the union because they need to make payroll cuts. There's no question about it in one way, shape, or form or another, either cuts in hours or cuts in staffing or a combination or... you know, one of the things they've looked at is the idea of the California unemployment insurance does subsidize, you know, cuts and hours in lieu of layoffs. And so, you know, but the union does not want to talk about anything until they see the books and B, the past discrepancies on vacation pay and seniority pay are cleared up. So I think that's going to happen fairly shortly. And on the one hand, it's going to mean an additional outlay of funds. On the other hand, it means that then once they have that clear financial picture, it's going to be clear that there's no way to sustain the staffing that we currently have and the income with the income that we currently have. And we may, you know, we're making efforts to raise income off air, but I can say they've had a lot of fruition. We didn't get $1 million bequest from anybody this year. And I think, you know, there's going to be, you know, serious negotiation process with the union shortly about that. And I'm not sure what else I can say about that until it actually happens.
Do we need to schedule an executive session to talk about what's going on at KPFK?
I think it might be possible to do that.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
I think it's, on the one hand, it's long overdue. On the other hand, it's premature, only because there are, you know, at this juncture, as Michael said, we don't have anything to say. We're also in the midst of hiring a new general manager, and you know, what that will bring, and does that accelerate or delay that aspect. But also, I think that we now have more information than we had before, that also, although we knew, for example, that the premiums were an issue, and what we owe in premiums and all of that, but is it the as big of an issue as we thought until you see it in black and white and see that it's certainly a larger amount than I was aware of. And so we have to, I think, have like a spreadsheet that has a whole list of aspects of the information in order to make the informed decisions and the informed cuts, because obviously it's outrageous. Our premium figures compared to KPFA, for example.
Yeah.
Wow. And
well,
so...
it's
been building, right? And so every time you look at it, it's larger and larger, which means there hasn't been a curtailing of that for some time because it's not a new issue. And so, you know, so it's more than just the staffing. Some of it may have to do with the staffing, maybe programmers who are offering exorbitant premiums or whatever, but it's not a new issue, so it has been brought to the attention of people before and the station. So anyway, so there's more than just the staffing element to it, obviously, and some of the expenses, when you see it across and compare it to other states, well, specifically to KPFA, because we're comparable or close to in size and so forth, it shows the areas in which we're really out of sync here. And as I said, that goes beyond staff. So yeah, that has to happen, I think, here. And but until we have, I think, this management transition and hear back from the union, it's a little bit premature to actually come up with a date. But I think Michael can recommend one sooner rather than later, but not tonight.
Bill for the stack.
Sorry, hard to come up with a date for an executive session.
Yes, I'm saying that it's premature until we know that there's some movement in something that can be reported.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we can have an executive session to say, "Oh, the meeting with the union still hasn't happened, or still nothing concrete is coming out of that, or whatever." So that seems kind of futile.
I've got Bill on stack. Anyone else? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, of course, it's management that's going to have to deal with whatever the specifics are going to have to be. But I guess I'm not trying to threaten anybody, but, you know, it sounds remarkably similar to the situation we had with WBAI a few years ago. Because I remember this was back when I was on the NFC again, and we were discussing budgets in open session, and we discussed with the manager there that if the revenue projections didn't come up the way they expected, or if the expenses were not cut, there was going to have to be something drastic done. And that's exactly what happened. And the longer it's put off, the worse the drastic action might have to be. So that's kind of what they're facing. I don't want that to happen, but it might be what, you know, has to be done if the deficits are continuing. The longer they continue, the more drastic the action's probably going to have to be.
This is Lydia.
Got Lydia? Anyone else to stack? Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I just want to point out that is exactly why it has to be a more prudent way of moving forward. WBAI is the perfect example, is that as a result of the way that it was handled all at once, and without COBRA notices going out in time and so forth, we ended up picking up the tab on healthcare far months beyond what we needed to, and then, of course, discovered this last year that the taxes had not been paid, and so we had to take out, fortunately get the loan that we all know about. So we can't do that with K. It either has to be incremental. At the very least, it has to be planned for in a more methodical way, and all of the elements have to be on the table. It cannot just be, lop off 18 people or anything of that sort, especially since by looking at these numbers, some of those expenses, as I said before, like with the premiums and so forth, that's not coming out of staff. So you have to make it surgical, but swift. I totally agree, swift. And the cuts have to be made. I don't think there's any question but that there will have to be some of the staffing situation resolved in whatever means we can work out with the union. But that, in addition to that, there are clearly other issues, again, management intensive, that have to move forward. But I certainly would not recommend the same methodology employed at WBAI. Thank you.